Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Yuma 56. We're talking about that different aspects of the day of Yom Kippur. It was difficult for the Kohen to do many, the Kohen Gadol to do many things. We talked about this in a different episode, but focusing on the fact that the reason can only be that he is concerned with the weakness of a Kohen Gadol, he would not bear in mind to check the color of the blood. Likewise here, regarding labeling the stands, Rabbi Yehuda worries that due to the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, he would not bear in mind to check the labels. But, you know, the rabbis don't agree with that. They say, although he will be exhausted, he won't overlook obvious signs. But in general, we're worried about the fact that the Kohen Gadol is doing a lot, especially in Yom Kippur. We don't want him to be too exhausted. We talked about another time how we try to make things a little easier for him. But in our own lives, sometimes we get very weak. Sometimes we get very exhausted. And sometimes we take on too much. We have to take a step back, rest, relax, try to rejuvenate and recuperate. We can't take on too much. Speaking to myself here, really, we got to make sure that we can't make decisions, we can't take care of things when we're in a weak state, when we're in a weak state of being, in a weak state of mind. So too, you know, in general, we can't confront challenges, we can't confront the Yitzhahara often if we're weak. We have to be strong in general, we have to make sure to recuperate, rejuvenate, make sure we get the proper sleep, make sure we ourselves are not weak and we ourselves have enough strength to take on all of our things every single day. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 57 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.